Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying for you through the Bible, verse by verse. All right. Today, we are in Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 21 through 40. So we're going to finish off this chapter in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Set up road signs, make guideposts, set your heart toward the highway, even the way by which you went. Turn again, Virgin of Israel, turn again to these, your cities. How long will you go here and there, you backsliding daughter? For Yahweh has created a new thing in the earth. A woman will encompass a man. Yahweh of armies, the God of Israel, says, yet again they will use this speech in the land of Judah and in its cities when I reverse their captivity. Yahweh bless you, habitation of righteousness, mountain of holiness. Judah and all its cities will dwell therein together, the farmers and those who go about with flocks. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. On this I awakened and saw, and my sleep was sweet to me. Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of animal. It will happen that, like as I have watched over them, to pluck up and to break down and to overthrow and to destroy and to afflict, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, says Yahweh. In those days, they will say no more, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. But everyone will die for his own iniquity. Every man who eats the sour grapes, his teeth will be set on edge. Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which covenant of mine they broke, although I was a husband to them, says Yahweh. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Yahweh. I will put my law in their inward parts, and I will write it on their heart. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will no longer each teach his neighbor, and every man teach his brother, saying, Know Yahweh, for they will all know me. From their least to their greatest, says Yahweh, for I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. Yahweh, who gives the sun for a light by day and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar, Yahweh of armies is his name, saying, if these ordinances depart from before me, says Yahweh, then the offspring of Israel also will cease from being a nation before me forever. Yahweh says, if heaven above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, then I will also cast off all the offspring of Israel for all that they have done, says Yahweh. Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that the city will be built to Yahweh from the tower of Hananel to the gate of the corner. The measuring line will go out further straight onward to the hill Gareb and will turn toward Goa. The whole valley of the dead bodies and of the ashes and of the field to the brook Kidron, to the corner of the horse gate toward the east will be holy to Yahweh. It will not be plucked up or thrown down any more forever. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for restoration. I prayed that yesterday. I'm praying that today, that I just love this turnaround for the nation of Israel coming back from captivity, being restored. And here we have this beautiful hint at the new covenant that would be inaugurated in your blood, Jesus, upon that cross. And in that new covenant, we no longer have to try to figure out who you are, God, because we have the very nature of God inside of us through the Holy Spirit who dwells in the Christ follower. And so this new covenant is hinted at here in Jeremiah hundreds and hundreds of years before it was actually brought to be, which reminds me that our timing is not the same as your timing, and what seems slow to us is quick to you. And Lord, thank you that we are a part of this new covenant where you remove our sins from us as far as the east is from the west, that you forgive us completely once and for all, that as we come to you and we confess our sins, you are faithful, you are righteous, you are just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, to truly create in us a clean heart, to set your laws inside of our heart and our mind, to help us through the Holy Spirit to renew our minds day by day, to let down and to set aside our own agenda for the agenda of the kingdom of God. Lord, help us to be so occupied with that kingdom that we're no longer interested in building our own or defending our own or trying to prove our point so much. Lord, in that and in your sovereignty and in your kingdom, there is rest, and our soul needs rest. And so, Lord, would you bring it to us today? I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Ruth Crow, and she's written a book called My Personal Time with God Activity Book. It's a user-friendly Bible guide to help you get started. During a difficult time in Ruth's life, she found that there were no Bible study police. That's really good to know. What a relief. She discovered that studying the Bible is not a regimented legalistic process, so she created My Personal Time with God Activity Book. It has a lot of creative activities to help Scripture come alive in your daily life. You can explore your creative side while you find hope and healing from the Word of God. God sent this word and he healed my friend Ruth, and she wants to help other women. And so she designed this My Personal Time with God Activity Book with lots of inspiring ideas for exploring God's message of mercy and love found in the Bible. You can find out more at ruthcrow.com, or you can go to amazon.com and find My Personal Time with God Activity Book by Ruth Crow. Ruth, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.